Chapter 11. In time, all the Israelites gathered to David at Hebron and said,
"Look, we are your own bone and flesh. In times past, while Saul was king, you were the one who was leading Israel on its campaigns. And Jehovah your God said to you, 'You will shepherd my people Israel, and you will become leader over my people Israel.'"
So all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and David made a covenant with them in Hebron before Jehovah. Then they anointed David as king over Israel, according to Jehovah's word through Samuel. Later, David and all Israel set out for Jerusalem, that is, Jebus, where the Jebusites were inhabiting the land. The inhabitants of Jebus taunted David,
"You will never come in here!"
However, David captured the stronghold of Zion, which is now the city of David. So David said,
"Whoever is the first to strike the Jebusites will become chief and prince."
And Joab, the son of Zeruiah, went up first, and he became the chief. Then David took up residence in the stronghold. That is why they called it the City of David. He began to build up the city all around, from the mound to the areas around it. And Joab restored the rest of the city. Thus David became greater and greater, and Jehovah of armies was with him. Now these are the heads of David's mighty warriors, who gave him strong support in his kingship, together with all Israel, to make him king according to Jehovah's word concerning Israel. This is the list of David's mighty warriors: Jashobeam, the son of a Hachmonite, the head of the three. He brandished his spear over 300 slain at one time. Next to him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo the Ahohite. He was among the three mighty warriors. He was with David at Pasdamim, where the Philistines had gathered together for war. Now there was a plot of land full of barley, and the people had fled because of the Philistines. But he took his stand in the middle of the field and defended it, and kept striking down the Philistines, so that Jehovah brought about a great victory. Three of the 30 headmen went down to the rock, to David at the cave of Adullam, while a Philistine army was camped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and a garrison of the Philistines was in Bethlehem. Then David expressed his longing.
"If only I could have a drink of the water from the cistern by the gate of Bethlehem."
At that, the three forced their way into the camp of the Philistines and drew water from the cistern by the gate of Bethlehem and brought it to David. But David refused to drink it and poured it out to Jehovah. He said,
"It is unthinkable on my part from the standpoint of my God to do this. Should I drink the blood of these men who risked their lives? For it was at the risk of their lives that they brought it."
So he refused to drink it. These are the things that his three mighty warriors did. Abishai, the brother of Joab, became head of another three. He brandished his spear over 300 slain, and he had a reputation like the three. Of the other three, he was more distinguished than two of them, and he was their chief. Yet he did not attain to the rank of the first three. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was a courageous man who performed many exploits in Kabzeel. He struck down the two sons of Ariel of Moab, and he descended into a water pit on a snowy day and killed a lion. He also struck down an Egyptian man of extraordinary size, 5 cubits tall. Though the Egyptian had a spear in his hand like the beam of loom workers, he went against him with a rod and snatched the spear away from the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. These things Benaiah the son of Jehoiada did, and he had a reputation like that of the three mighty warriors. Although he was distinguished even more than the 30, he did not attain to the rank of the three. However, David appointed him over his own bodyguard. The mighty warriors of the military forces were Asahel, the brother of Joab, Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shamoth the Harorite, Helez the Pelonite, Ira the son of Ikesh the Tekoite, Abiezer the Anathothite, Sibekai the Hushathite, Eli the Ahohite, Meharai the Netophathite, Heled the son of Baanah the Netophathite, Ithai the son of Ribai of Gibeah of the Benjaminites, Benaiah the Pirathonite, Hurai of the Wadis of Gaash, Abiel the Arbathite, Asmaveth the Beharumite, Eliabah the Shealbanite, the sons of Hashem the Gizonite, Jonathan the son of Shagi the Hararite, Ahiam the son of Sakar the Hararite, Eliphal the son of Hefer the Makirathite, Ahijah the Pelonite, Hezro the Carmelite, Neari the son of Esbai, Joel the brother of Nathan, Mibhar the son of Hagri, Zelek the Ammonite, Nahari the Barathite, the armor-bearer of Joab the son of Zeruiah, Ira the Ithrite, Gareb the Ithrite, Uriah the Hittite, Zabad the son of Ali, Adonah the son of Shiza the Reubenite, ahead of the Reubenites, and 30 with him, Hanan the son of Maacah, Joshaphat the Mithnite, Uzziah the Ashtarothite, Shema and Jeiel the sons of Hotham the Arorite, Jediael the son of Shimri, and Joha his brother the Tizite, Eliel the Mehavite, Jerubai and Joshaviah the sons of Elnaim, and Ithma the Moabite, Eliel, Obed, and Jaasiel the Mezobahite.